your invitations, right? Because you guys were all here early. I hope everybody got their invitation. Anyway, I've been looking into that. Again, if you guys haven't got your invitations, by all means, send me an email. Because again, I post these things out. I checked the Substack, and apparently the Substack is saying that, usually about 94% are getting the emails. So, and I posted it last night. So again, I'm hoping that, guys all got it. Anyway, I want to talk about something tonight because again, every time this happens, it amazes me how ungrateful people are after you help them. And all you hear is riffraff, whining. Let's see, what's the other one I used? Riffraffing, whining, and trolling. Now, I've always had to deal with this, especially when I was way ahead of the curve. Being ahead of the curve always gets you in trouble because nobody's there yet. Nobody's caught up. Nobody's seen anything. Everyone's still in their little world of, whatever they believe, whatever they think, whatever ideas they have. People coming out of an industry and this is all they've ever known. And all of a sudden now they're an expert in everything. This blows me away. I can't believe how fucking stupid some people are and they think they're smarter than they are. And then you get people that are easily influenced, young people who will follow somebody because, I don't know, lack of a father figurehead, maybe lack of, confidence, whatever, and they get caught up on their little world of, plagiarizing each other. Seeing this, it amazes me. And I've seen a lot of people, since I've decided to commercialize myself a little bit, get criticized. I'm a podcaster. Well, yeah, I am a podcaster. I've always been a podcaster. This is nothing new. I've been doing media for over 30 years. So this is nothing new for me. What's amazing to me, though, is the same people that criticize somebody for being a podcaster are also doing the same thing. And doing things in such an ass backwards way and sloppy. It amazes me when I see the sloppiness of things. No real intellect, just wanting to sell without any validation of why they're selling and selling it to the injected. Selling it to the injected. Don't give a shit about people's potential problem. Because, okay, I want to talk about my technology. I didn't talk about it. Didn't state anything. I'm talking about riffraff, whiners, and trolls. When the technology was built for nanobiotech, nothing else. Wasn't built for people that took injections, wasn't people that took LNPs, wasn't people that has a genetic operating system. Okay? Nothing. It was designed for people that was being afflicted by nanotechnology that was coming from the air, land, or sea. And all of a sudden, everybody's an expert on giving people triangles, because this really irks my ass, that the sloppiness and the indiscretion that people have on selling without having any knowledge of anything. And you know what gets me, what cracks me up the most? The justification behind it. The justification behind this in regarding to making a sale. Yeah, haters are going to hate. That's true. Haters are a part of the formal. If you're doing, yeah, exactly. The more you do something right, the more you get attacked. But the justification about all this, this is a crazy thing. Okay. Oh, you came in by autopilot. Okay. The justification about all this stuff. And again, this is something that's common among a lot of people. They base it on a belief. I believe. Oh. And these are the same people that, supposedly scripturally aware, find that they need to go back to basics, perhaps, It's okay to screw people, stab people in the back, badmouth people because they have a difference of opinion. But the reality is, you know, they show lack of real faith, real integrity, real solidarity. So I wanted to point this out. I had a guy contact me after I went on to this thing, you know, because again, he's following somebody else. And he said he followed me for years and decided I was boring and wanted to go somewhere else. Oh, that's fine. Well, look at that. It's one less for me. One less headache I got to deal with. Then he made all these comments about all these different things, about how he didn't believe in the LMP either, and didn't believe in this, didn't believe in that, whatever the hell it was he didn't believe in. So after, you know, a couple, you know, discourses, I wrote him back. I said, you know, there's one positive thing about all this. I said, more for me. And I never heard back from him. So I wanted to point this out because any of you that will stand up to anything that is out there, the religious ones that supposedly read their Bibles, okay, the idiots that go to church, a lot of these churches or whatever they believe in are cults or have a cult-like thinking, people that are trying to make a buck, you know, at the expense of other people without even doing any real investigation. They don't want to look at the truth. They don't want to even look at the facts that are there. These are the people that will always attack you if you got something and they want to capitalize. This is what I'm seeing more and more. This is blowing me away. In the last 15 years, I've never seen such bullshit that I've seen now. He ought to read an IBM manual for boring. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well. These are some of the things that people like myself have to deal with. You know, I see a lot of people out here selling a lot of shit from zeolites and, you know, silver and C60 and ethylene blue and, you know, terahertz wands and browns. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Well, they buy into their own bullshit. They think their bullshit is the shit that's out there. This is what blows me away. And they have the audacity to sell this stuff out there to the general population. Again, you kind of have to wonder, where is their moral compass here? Where is their conscience here? Dealing with people. One thing I have noticed since I've been in the U.S., and I think maybe it's an American thing. I kind of think it really is, more and more so. And maybe because of where I was at and how I was raised, maybe it's a little different. But one thing I notice here is the thing here they do a lot is they'll sell. Everything's about a sale. Everything is about a sale. Everything. Okay. And it doesn't matter how you get the sale. Doesn't matter if you shit people out of their money. Doesn't matter if you swindle people. When I got down to Arizona, I noticed that big time. I got hit 3 or 4 times where I realized these people were, you know, they're vultures, basically. The more you know, the more you realize how you little know. Oh, for sure. For sure. The whole deal with what's going on today, it blows me away. It really does. So here. Second, okay. I had to write about it. I thought it was a good topic to write about because, again, there's a lot of, well, we all went through it as well. Those of us who were trying very hard to save people from getting the jab, right? For all our efforts, we were ostracized, criticized, you know, put down, whatever. You know, stabbed in the back. You've had people say, oh, we're not going to take this out. No fucking way. We're going to do this. No. And then before you know it, you know, in regarding to anything, you know, they went and did it anyway. You know, these are the people that you thought you knew. And that's my point. You know, the whole point of all this is, again, you think you know people, but you really don't. And now what winds up happening is you deal with the true colors surface. True colors really surface. So I find that when people start talking a lot of shit that they talk, again, you hear it all the time. You hear this, you hear that. I've heard so much stuff in the last 15 years. I was crazy. I was this, I was that. And then before you know it, oh, you know, you were right. You were right. You were right. You were right. And I'm right about this too. You know, I'm right about all the things I've been saying about this technology as far as following it. And you know what? People that are too lazy to get off their ass to do something, to really do any real digging or research, these are the ones that are smooth talkers and smooth walkers, and they will fuck people out of their money in the name of whatever. It's amazing to me. Amazing to me. So I figured I'd have to, you know, vent this out a little bit because, you know, sometimes I don't say too much. And I had to, like I said, bring this up because a lot of you have felt the same way. A lot of you have had the same thing happen to you. You know, let me read this. When agendas and programs to desensitize all of us to a point of exasperation. So when you hear fear porn as a commentary, that's the thing. That's the other big one. That's the other big one. The moment you tell people the truth about anything, and they can't handle it, what is the big thing they say all the time? Fear porn. I notice that all the time. You say something, oh, it's fear porn. Is it fear porn? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe you should pay attention. Maybe you should look into it. See, we assume a lot of things. We all do this. We're all guilty of assuming a lot of things. Okay, but assuming makes, you know what the old saying goes, assuming is making an ass out of you and me. And when we're looking at a lot of these things, we shouldn't really assume anything because a lot of facts can change overnight. You know, what you know today, tomorrow will not, may something else may occur. Something else, some new fact, some new something may occur. So they're showing us, I was in the Discord and they were showing a satellite, low flying, low orbiting satellite. Now I said this before, the satellites are not what we think they are. Satellites are nothing but high powered drones. And when we're looking at some of the tech that's out there today, these drones are flying all over the planet, taking pictures. They're saying like a million pictures a second or nanosecond. So they're constantly monitoring the planet. Now they're saying that we've got some orbital thing going on for better telecommunications and so forth and so on, which I don't doubt for a minute. Looking at Alana Freeland's research and some other things, some other military things I've looked at, I think there is something up there that they put up there. And I think that's why we're feeling what we're feeling. The other night I went to bed and I'm laying in bed. I just got to bed at like 7 in the morning and it was like a particle beams, hitting the whole body. I had to get up. I was getting so pounded. But I remember something I had made years ago, and I'll pass this on to all of you too, just in case you get this as well. That they went right off and took off. Yeah. I expect an apology from them when the truth. Nah, you know what? They're not going to give you an apology. Are you kidding me? Apologizing? Shit, they've got too much fucking ego for that. I never had anybody apologize to me for criticizing me when I said what I said back in the day, and I was right and proved to be right. Nobody ever came and apologized. Nobody will do that. Because we've all been lied to our entire lives to fully expect the truth to change. Yeah, I'm going to tell them they owe it to me. tell them to give you brandy and Haagen-Dazs. You know, that'll be their peace offering. Yeah, no, I mean, seriously, it's a common thing. Okay, getting back to the bed thing. Okay, so usually a lot of times I don't get to sacked about 7 in the morning. And when I went to lay down the last couple of days, man, I'm telling you, the floor is just buzzing. The frequency, the pitch is off the charts. Like you just hear just constant kind of a humming, not a shill, but a high pitch hum. And you can feel particles, like a particle-like material hitting you, like you're sparking and arcing everywhere. And So I had years ago, I did a video called Weapons of Mass Relaxation. And in that video, I showed you how to take a aluminum mesh and put magnets all around it and then put it, you know, and put it on your comforter or whatever and go to bed. So last night I had one made here. I've had it here for years. So I opened it up and I decided I'm going to try this because my legs were just getting freaking cooked. So he's been getting it really bad. You were describing it perfect. Who's this? Now seeing the ears ringing is the main cause of dementia. Yeah. Well, they're correct. They're correct. Getting beamed with a particle beam or a, you know, a psychotronic virus or any kind of directed energy weapon to the head is going to cause you dementia. And that ear ringing is not causing the dementia. It's the result of the brain being popped, you know. Let's see, I've been getting really, it's been getting really bad. You are describing it perfectly. Okay. Sad balloons, NASA is the world. Well, I don't think they're balloons. I honestly don't think so, Tommy. I think they're high-powered drones. I think JTOC AI is killing us, was showing us really what was up there. And when I saw that ad, how these things were flying at 2,250 miles an hour to cover the area they're covering, they don't have that many balloons up there. It's just not feasible. A self-charging drone would be more like it. And again, they're able to beam down. So when they beam down, we're getting hit. There's a thing called HMP, which I did research on. Oh, that's true, but I don't think they got the volume up there. I just don't think that's accurate. I think today it's more drones. We're still thinking balloons in today's time. I think it's all drone technology up there now. Doesn't need to recharge, doesn't need to refill. It's just all flown by solar. And it's in a low orbit. It's not in a high orbit. So I don't think anymore they're balloons anymore. I think we're way past balloons. They in the 50s and 60s, they might have been. This is what I'm saying. You know, we can't just stick to a narrative because that's what we saw in the 50s, 60s, or 70s. We're in the year 2024. By now, they would have developed some more superior technology. And like I said, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, go look at JTOC AI is killing us. You'll see what I'm talking about. They fall out of the sky with the torrent. Yeah, I haven't seen one any lately. Have you? Have you heard any lately? Has anybody taken any pictures of that lately? No. I'm saying that what you've got going on up there right now are drones, high power drones. And they are emitting what they call HPMs. I got hit with one in Windsor, so I know what that feels like. With all that's going on and the amount orbital reflectors, yeah, in 2018, exactly. So I think we're way past the balloon. The balloon was a 50s, 60s thing. They didn't have the tech then. They do now. So I think we're way past that. Yeah, exactly. What's coming down from those emissions is causing high-dense particle radiation hitting all of us. It's going right through. I'm in a basement. And the concrete gets electrified. Yeah, I was in the Discord. I don't know if I said it on the show here or not, but if you are feeling an electrical stimulus going through your system, through your body, or if you're feeling an arcing if you're feeling some kind of arcing or sparking, lift one leg. Don't keep both legs on the ground. Lift one leg, you know, and because the moment you lift the one leg, you break the circuit. You break the connection. And as a result, you'll notice within a matter of moments, you're going to find relief, just so that you have an idea. So, yeah, it's been crazy. So, like I said, I got out my mesh screen with the magnets on it, put it over my comforter I was under. And it gave me relief almost immediately. Some was still getting through, but when I woke up this morning, I wasn't as stiff or as in pain, you know. Yeah, keep walking in those. There you go. There you go. Keep walking and don't stop. Yeah. So that'll help. that'll help as well. How many of you are still using the repulsor technology I shared years ago? You guys still using that? I found that made a difference too. I was really surprised. I tested it in my triangle. You know, and the way you know if it's working is if you put a magnet, you know, on the triangle, and it's vibrating, pulsing, whatever. Okay, and you put the other, that repulsor in there, and it doesn't move, you know it's doing its job. It's reflecting or deflecting a field. The energy field is heavy. Yeah, exactly, because you're overcharged. Okay, think of a capacitor. Okay, and a capacitor can only hold so many volts. But once you exceed it, it'll start leaking out or start causing problems. Well, your body is primarily water. Okay, so again, and you got electrolytes inside you. So you basically are a battery. And if you keep getting overcharged, yeah, you start getting damaged. Are you talking about, what the hell? Come on. A fan? No, not the fan. Years ago, I was showing people how to build a deflector where you take magnets and you put them together and they're all repelling. So you put north and north. You start off south, north, 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 or north, south, 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 south. So what you're essentially creating, well, it's not exactly a monopole, but you're going to get a monopole-like effect. Will triangle give relief for electrical hits? I don't know. It might. You can try it. I think, to be honest with you, when you get electrical hits, you should discharge your body. You know, that would probably be better because the pulse of the triangle could also increase the charge that's in you. Yeah, you made that, right? Well, that may help. You got a couple of them and you put them on the body, that could help create a deflection. I noticed that the other day I was playing with it. Well, what do you know? This is still working pretty good. So anyway, this is old tech for me. I put the magnets on the mesh, put them over, and I'll tell you what a difference in the sleep. What a difference in the sleep. You know, what a difference in the sleep. You can't, and you have to remember, they're always changing things up. I think Tommy's, is he still here? I don't know, where is he? Well, ST and Tommy here. ST and Tommy, did your weather change up in your areas? Because they changed here. Pretty cold pretty quick, and then we got snow. So again, I think that's part of what I was feeling this morning. Yeah, there you go. Again, a lot of snow. Okay, yeah. We were getting it here. It came through. I figure by tomorrow most of it will be gone. You know, no snow here. Okay. You may be getting it, Sherry. It's possible. It may be going your way. But again, this is all from them modifying the weather, with the force multiplier. I let my triangle to a friend, and she got relief by just placing it on her torso. Yeah. Some people do that. Some people get that as well. They do find relief that way. Not sure triangle will get much, too much bullshit and hot air here. I think that's everywhere, Sherry. I think that's everywhere, you know. I'm so impressed. I am so impressed by the fact that, we're seeing all this tech around us. This is supposed to make our lives better. Did you know that? This is supposed to help make our lives better. I don't know if the pain is worth this much better. You know. You know what I mean? Like you wake up, you can barely move, and then it takes you about 10 minutes to get going. Did you build a snowman? No, hell no, I don't. No. I won't even go out when it's snowing. So when they say better, they really mean worse. Yeah, well, of course, it's all that dialectic, right? It's all that reverse dialectic. So so when I made with toxic snow, got cold quick, minor snowflakes last night here in Toronto. Okay, we just had it a little while ago here, a couple hours ago. It hit, you know, pretty good. So like it came down like in a flurry and then it was over. So came down in a flurry and it was over. So it was quick. It was very quick. So again, like I said, these are like squalls, you know, here. And we don't normally get this kind of thing. It's something that's been going on, something that's been happening, you know. It was nonstop snow here today. Okay, no snow on the ground here at all. 0 degrees here in Ottawa. Okay, heavy chemtrailing here today. Yeah, somebody else was saying that. I was talking to a friend of mine out in BC. She was saying the same thing, that it got really thick and really overcast. So things are changing. Trump is going to save the day. Polly Bear is going to save the day. And then Putin just come out with a new magic weapon now. He's got a new super duper weapon. You know, it amazes me. Just amazes me. Like I said, the planet should have been called bullshit, because that's all we ever hear is bullshit. It astounds me to the extent of what we're dealing with today. The truth is very rarely seen. And everything that we're looking at today in regarding to commercials. Talk about bullshit. Commercials. They're all depicting. I was seeing some commercial today called Skyars or some shit. It's a drug. I don't know what it was for, but everybody was smiling and happy. Everybody was in a kayaking in the river. Everybody was having fun, all because of a drug. You see, Tittles is having dinner with Trump tonight in Florida. Is he really? Uh-oh. The buffeting drove me off Twitch. TV Tony. Buffering. Well, buffering. Okay. Pink Coke. Sherry, Sherry, Sherry. That's what they're going to be snorting. I bet you he's going to go down there and talk to him about Alberta. Because Alberta wants to, discuss the tariffs. Like, that's going to change things. It's a new drug called T2. It's a new drug called T2. Pink Coke is a drug? Really? I thought you were kidding. So what does T2 do? It's supposed to make you happy, happy, joy, joy? Make you see pink, purple polka dots with lollipops and ice cream? You know, mix the five drugs together. Really? Wow. Huh. Terminator, yeah. Terminator 2. Yeah, holy cow. Five drugs. Migrants brought it here. Imagine that. You know, I have to think sometimes, as a whole, North America, and I don't mean just Canada, United States too, somehow we took a stupid pill somewhere along the way. Either that, we got a lot of inbreeding in both countries, you know. It's cheap, I hear, and highly addictive. Well, they're all highly addictive. They're probably all made in the lab. They're probably all having AI design these drugs. Just like AI designed the LNP. Just like the AI designed that those peptides there. They took the 21 peptides, turned it into 40 different 40,000 different biological agents in 6 hours. Manipulating genetics, and that's what these drugs do. They're manipulating the genetics in the brain. Imagine five drugs. Wow. Astounding. But that's fear porn, Sherry. It's all fear porn, you're saying. People are not going to take drugs. They wouldn't do that. No, that's fear porn. That's what you get a lot of times. Let me see here. Well, the other thing too, right? People get entangled and will not get why that is. You know, you ever realize sometimes how we get entangled with things and we're not even trying? We just sort of somehow get hooked into something. Something seems to snag us and we don't even know why we're being snagged. It amazes me sometimes all the things that go on and what goes on, you know. And this is the interesting thing about this too. As a whole, right? As a whole, people get snagged and entangled in whatever, and they don't think they are. They don't think they've been entangled. They don't think they've been snared. They don't think they've been entrapped. And then they continue with the current paradigm that we're in, that we're dealing with, right? Regarding to life, liberty, and the pursuit of bullshit. Because that's all we have here is bullshit. That's all we're pursuing is bullshit. It amazes me how much bullshit we all pursue. But because that's what was said in front of us, right? That's the theme that's in front of us. That's the TV show. That's the movie. That's the directive, you know, the paradigm. And all the other things that go along with whatever, you know, the reality doesn't happen. And like I said, this is why, you know, we had a problem with the people that we're talking to, because they couldn't see past the narrative. You know. So when we're looking at, you know, like I said, when people say stupid shit, like, you know, someone's a podcaster and they're podcasting, like I said, they're caught up in the narrative. They don't even see it. They don't even understand it. They're, you know, they're playing the game. They're part of that hamster wheel. Shows real lack of maturity and stupidity, really, in ways that you would never have thought of. But here we are. So when we're looking at stuff in regarding to all these things that are going on around us, I figured, you know what? I think it's going to get worse. The more you challenge somebody on certain things, the more you're going to probably see problems. Or if you help people, even. This is the other interesting thing. When you help people, it seems like they're just going to be grateful for the moment. It's amazing how I've seen this happen. What transpired? It totally caught me off guard. Totally caught me in a whole different. It caught me in a different paradigm altogether. It's just, you know, just what it is. So let me see here. What do I got? Okay, I want to see, what is this? This is, well, I know what I want to do. It was something I wanted to try. Not that, give me a second. I'm looking at something here. Okay, hold on. Oh, wrong thing, wrong button. I want, like I said, I got caught up on this whole thing. They have to see it on the mainstream. Well, you know what? Even if they see it on the mainstream news, they don't necessarily believe it either. Like I don't know how people think sometimes. I really get caught up on. But I get thinking like sometimes, like how do they think? Pink is a clozapine. Oh no, it's a benzo. Oh, really? They have to, yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is sometimes, you know, and it makes you wonder, like I said, it really makes you wonder all the things that we're dealing with today and what we're dealing with today, why we're in the situation we're in. Really, why we're in the situation we're in. We're just not in any kind of thought process. Thinking is not there. You know, it's all about a belief. I believe, I buddy. No evidence to anything. Nothing. I believe or I don't believe. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I gotta sell my product. I don't believe it. That's where we're at today. You know, that is the industry as we know it today. That is the industry that we know it that we know today. It's amazing, 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 amazing. So, like I said, when we're looking at the we're looking at a lot of this stuff that, like I said, it cracks me up what we're seeing. Give me a second here. There's something here. Okay, let me see what I got here. Whoop. I hope that will work. Oh, here we go. Amazing. What do they do here? Oh, here. Give me a second here. I'm trying to get something real quick. Okay, here we go. Right. Well, I play an oldie. I did a while back. It's about a painkiller. I wanted to try something different tonight, just a little different. I'm going to be all over the place. So anyway, I wanted to play this. This is an oldie for some of you. Okay. This is an oldie. For those of you who are suffering pain, this might help you guys a lot. This is something that you guys can make. The other thing too is there's a Vicks formula. Give me one second here. Play this. All right, here we go.
Oop. Welcome today for another segment with Dave and myself, and we're going to show you another pain remedy. We just showed you one before. It's really controversial, and I know I'm going to hear about it. Anyway,
already started with the jeez, Tony.
I know. It's the Mediterranean. All right, I'm gonna show you how to make a pain killing remedy. A lot of you have restless leg, fibromyalgia, sore feet, body aches and pain. Okay, and you're taking the aspirins and you're taking the Tylenol. Now you got a blown liver because of the Tylenol. You're taking ibuprofen. Now your guts are just all dither because you've been eating this. And you want something to get off those drugs that might help you. Well, we're going to show you how to do it with food. What you're going to use is Hungarian hot paprika. We want the hot. If you can't get the hot, get what you can. This stuff's super good for the eyes, helps improve vision. Okay, it's very good as an analgesic. We're going to use cayenne pepper. We are going to use the white of a bioflavonoid. Now, this is a pomelo. You can use the whites of any citrus, lemon, grapefruit, orange, whatever. I'm going to use this today. And we're going to use a pineapple. Okay, right here. A pineapple. Now, what we're doing here, we're going to create a pain remedy. And I did forget one thing. All right. And I forgot one thing. This thing is turmeric. Now, we did this pausing so you can have an advertisement break. You know, you go to the washroom, get something to eat, whatever. Okay, we're going to put this together. Now, you're not going to need much. Again, I'm gonna show you how much. Now again, we're not gonna split hairs here. I keep saying this in every video because this way I don't get any emails and getting precise measurements, because this is not a precise science. You don't have to be a precise science. It just give you a guesstimate. You're gonna use approximately maybe a tablespoon or a teaspoon of this, whatever you can handle. This is the red pepper, so put it in. Okay, da-da-da. Let's see what I got in there. About a tablespoon. That's all you need. Now, what I'm showing you is a foundation. Doesn't mean you have to make it exactly this way. If you want to go up higher and stronger, you can. If you want to make it weaker, you can. Whatever works for you, okay? This is the beauty about making your own home remedies. You make them to your level. And don't overdo it, whatever you do. If you've never done these things before, again, don't overdo it. Now, putting a hot paprika in there, same thing. We're going to put about a tablespoon. I like this stuff. I really do. I did some research on it, and I was really impressed with paprika. You know, it's one of those peppers that, again, really work really well, especially for vision. Those who have poor vision, combine this with marigold. You may be surprised what the effect it has. And goji berry. Because goji berry has taurine in it, and taurine helps with the eyes. All right. We're going to take a bioflavonoid, and we're just going to break that up and put it in there. Now, why are we putting this in there? Because this has, again, the bioflavonoids, which, again, help heal the blood vessels and things. But this has high levels of pectin in it, okay, more so than even an apple. And not just this one in particular, but all the whites. So anything, anytime you get a grapefruit or whatever, and you peel it off, and you split it before and you peel off the white, that white is a pectin. And you can use that to make to thicken things up. It sort of holds things together, but in and of itself, it helps, again, remove poisons and toxins in the colon, okay, metals and different things. All right, we are going to add now turmeric. Now, I gotta be careful with this one. Same thing, about a tablespoon, give or take. Okay. Turmeric has anti-inflammatory properties as well. All of these have either analgesic or anti-inflammatory properties. So what we're doing now is putting this together. I'm going to add my distilled water. Okay. Sorry. All right, I'm going to blend this up a little bit. Give me a second. Speed blender. It's an osterizer. I use only osterizers. The reason why I use osterizers is because osterizers, see, are metal on metal. And they don't have that plastic thing. I have a guy who bought a B&D product, and he said the thing lasted all about 2 minutes. It just went shredded on. All right, now we're going to come to the magical ingredient. We're going to come to pineapple. Now, some of you are fussy about your pineapple. Some of you don't like the core. The core, you can use it in there. And again, I'm going to use the whole thing. But again, throw it in there, do the pieces.
Okay, I wanted to play that. It's an oldie. And the reason why I wanted to play that, wanted to touch on something. Back then, in those times, we didn't know about nano. We weren't aware of it. Formula worked. It was great. It was a great analgesic formula. But today, we have to do it a little differently. Because in today's times, we're dealing with something we didn't know about back then. You know, we had no idea really about nanotechnology. In fact, everyone was calling it more gallons at the time. So when we're looking at this, now we may want to do things a little differently, because this goofball again. This guy must be stupid. Must be stupid. You know, there we go. If you go buy a pineapple, make sure it's already cored so you can, see it. Because if you look at some of this pineapple today, it looks extremely gnarly, a sludge inside. And we're looking for pectin. Well, you can go to the Jell-O section and get pectin. Okay, so you can do that. You can use your turmeric, paprika, pectin powder. And as far as pineapple goes, instead of using pineapple, you can use bromelain. I wanted to throw this in there tonight because, again, I want to make a distinction about what we had back then and what we have today, and how we have to, we can still use the formula. We just have to modify it for today's times, because we don't know today what's in the fruit. And I mean, pretty much I know what's in it. There's nothing in it that we're not, there's not much we're eating today that could be, that doesn't have some kind of contamination. So the next best thing is, if you have a real a lot of pain, and you might have a lot of pain, because like I said, why I played this one particular is because we're getting hit with high levels of radiation while we're sleeping. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm up all night, every night. You know, I don't go to bed till like 7 in the morning. I'm usually up by anywhere from noon to 2 o'clock, usually. Depending on what kind of night I've had, you know. And what I mean by that is, I don't mean a rolling good time. I'm talking about if I've been able to sleep because I've been getting popped, or the frequencies are too damaging, or whatever the situation may be. So, and then sometimes I have to get up. I get up at sometimes in the night because my gut gets upset, like, what the hell's going on here? So anyway, I have to get up and, you know, walk around, do some stuff, and then go back to bed eventually. So if you're feeling any pain, this formula does work and works really well. I had a guy who had a surgical procedure back then when we came out with this. He came by, had him had him take a sample with him home. He drank the whole thing that I gave him. He said it was the first night in a week he had been able to lay down and sleep, because he couldn't feel it killed his pain from the surgery. So, but today, now we have to do things differently, because today the paradigm has changed. The environment has changed, and now we have to change with it. So as a result of all this radiation we're dealing with, as a result of all this contamination we're dealing with, this may help a lot of you, to, again, get relief. How many, when you go through your day, are feeling stiff or feeling less mobile, less flexible, less whatever, you know, less energy, you're kind of a dozy? Well, that's because of the radiation we're dealing with. And that's because of the particles are inside of our bodies, the nanoparticles, you know, that are inside of our bodies. So that's also being affected by this radiation, because when you hit radiation with any kind of metal, what happens to the metal? What happens to the cells where the metal is embedded? What happens to the network that's inside of the system? You know, what happens to all that that's connected? So again, these are things that, again, you want to look at. The neck is stiff. Yeah, well, like I said, everyone's going to be a little different depending on where you've been targeted, right? Or where you're more susceptible. Some people it's their knees, some people it's their hips, some people it's their lower back. Some people it's, you know, I wake up feeling like I was hit by a truck. There you go. You know, I wake up and I have to sit there for a minute just to get blood circulating. So like I said, this formula will help you, help a lot of you. So the things you want to look at are pectin. Okay, go down any grocery store. You don't have to go to an alpha store to get that. Pectin. You get bromelain, turmeric, paprika, and a little pepper. Mix them together, you know. And you can put them in a liposome. All you would need is about a teaspoon of all of them. The bromelain won't break down the lipid. That's the interesting thing about that. But it will get in the system in a liposome format. And you shouldn't have any upset stomach with it because of the fact that it is in a liposome. So you got that going on. And that will help tremendously. It'll help you tremendously with that. Say you've been damaged by some of the epigenetics of the environment. But again, it will help a lot of you. You know, it all, again, everything is relevant to where you're at, what you're exposed to, what you're eating, what's in what you're eating, rather. You know, and you may find that sometimes you need to take a little pain relief to reduce inflammation so your body can heal. Or it can clear up the debris, the damage that this, these frequencies are doing. How much use at a time? Well, if you're making a liposome, probably a fifth of a teaspoon. You know, you can encapsulate that formula as well. You can put all that in a capsule. Say you get all the powders and you put equal parts. You know, bromelain, let's say 2 or 3 grams, and the rest the same, all 2 and 3 grams. You know, your peppers and your turmeric, you may not probably, you can go probably about half the ratio, 1 gram. Mix it all together in the blender and then just encapsulate. You may find that will help too. You know, these are things you can do. You know, these are all things you can do. You could mix them in a little vinegar as well. And the vinegar will help break these components down so that when you drink them, it will have an effect. You might want to buffer that though with a little magnesium or a little calcium, because that will make things super hot. So if you're not used to super hot, then you need to buffer that, you know, or add a little baking soda to it. You can, you know, if you mix it all in the vinegar, you put a teaspoon of that in a glass of water, add baking soda. Can you mix it in your yogurt and ice cream? You can even put it in your brandy if you want, ST. Sky's the limit on that one. You know. Sky's the limit, you know. Yeah, you could put it in your ice cream, sure. Why not? It might actually be a good combination, really. I use the aspirin and magnesium. But I'm giving you other options just in case, you know. Like I said, this was one of our earlier formulas that we put out. One fifth of a teaspoon of the dry mixture, then add to vinegar. Well, you could do it that way, or you could pre-mix it. You know, let's say you got a 500 ml of vinegar, okay, which is about 16 ounces. You might want to put maybe a tablespoon of that in there. Shake it up, let it break it down. You know, put it in the sun, let it all, you know, mix up. And then when you add it, I love Tony's videos. I agree with you. You downloaded that one to your Rumble. Yeah, I did. It's in there. That's the old formula. Probably what I'll do is I'll post a platform that somehow I got to figure out how to work it, where I can put the upgraded formula. Because what I've been doing with the Substack, when I do a show, I'm putting a lot of the old formulas in the Substack, but what I'm doing is I'm upgrading them. They're all upgraded. So now when you use them, they'll be more effective and less toxic. I'll have to do that. So I'll have to take it and edit it again. But yeah, so I'm letting everybody know this because, again, this will help a lot of you, and this will give you guys, you know, a chance to a chance to have something else around too, right? These things also have other properties to them. All of them have different properties. The pectin can pull radiation out of the body, can pull metals out of the body. So let's say you're doing a triangle, or you're doing a bucket, or you're doing a surge and purge, or a spike, any of these that you're doing, you may find that the pectin will help clean out the colon or clean out whatever's fallen out. The turmeric, pepper, and the paprika, and the bromelain can increase circulation. They can break down dead proteins, you know, stuff like that. So this will help. This, like I said, and also paprika is good for the eyes. Turmeric is good for the eyes. Bromelain indirectly will affect the eyes as well, because it'll help break up any kind of congestion, any kind of blockages in the blood vessels. You may see a little clearer, because you got to remember, our eyes are under constant. I mean, if people still don't believe in God, just look at your eyes. Just look at your eyes alone. You know, our eyes have to deal with chemtrail dust, pollution, radiation from the screens we're looking at, you know, and how much time do we spend on these computers, you know. Highlight homemade lettuce extract for pain. You talk about the heating the center. Try it. Should work. Should work. You know. Like I said, there's more than one way. You know, getting Vicks Vapor Rub, and adding a few things to it is also another very powerful analgesic. You can mix aspirin to it in it if you wanted to, you know. Well, all those aspirin creams, that's all they pretty much are, you know, petroleum-based aspirin, you know. So how about home? So, Vicks. There's, like I said, I've been posting videos on this channel so everybody can access them. And the Vicks, I think that's another one for pain. Say, let's say, for instance, you're feeling stiff somewhere, lower back, you can rub that on. You can modify the Vicks, you know, you can add wintergreen oil if you want. You can add birch tree oil if you want. That'll give you your aspirin. You can add turpentine to it. Some of the Vicks has turpentine in it. People don't realize that, you know. You got camphor, peppermint, eucalyptus. I think turpentine's in some of them. So, diet foot pain. You can use Vicks. You know what works really good for that too is just vinegar, plain vinegar. If you start using plain vinegar in water, do it several times a day. You might find that will help. And if you soak your feet in vinegar, that may help. That's actually one of the few things in the medical that the white vinegar still, that's the only thing that treats diabetic foot sores is white vinegar. Only thing. So unless something's come up in the last 99 years, which I doubt because they're not here to fix you. So yeah, you can use vinegar as well. Yeah, but Vicks helps. That will make a difference too. You know, so you have to, like I said, we're dealing with a lot of stuff. We're dealing with a lot of stuff, a lot of radiation, and the damage of the radiation is weakening us at different parts of our bodies. Wherever you're most susceptible to is where it's going to weaken you. Like I said, when we're looking at all the things that we were told about long life and longevity and all these other things that we're dealing with today, the whole anti-aging thing, you don't hear about that too much anymore, do you? Too busy selling, you know, things that shouldn't be sold to people that are afflicted. You know, it's like the wrong therapy for the wrong condition. This is what is going on today. You know, it's all, if this was the medical industry today, people would be getting sued for medical malpractice. Yeah, C60 for anti-aging brought to you by the guru doctors. Exactly. Well, that's not just C60. It's methylene blue. There's the silica. There's the nano silver. There's the shilajit. There's the fulvic acid. There's the terahertz one. They all have anti-aging properties. You know, all of them. So when you're looking at all this stuff, like I said, we're dealing with a bunch of people today out here in this glorified realm of whatever. And we're not looking at things anymore that, you know, that have actual value or is appropriately working correctly. You know, that's appropriately working correctly. You know, the right thing for the right tool for the right job, you know, not happening. So like I said, I now understand the guy that created the PCR device, I really do. It's amazing. Assuming we asked the problem as well. Well, did you see any nano to it? If there's any nano to it, it'll accelerate it, accelerate the particles. It'll help in the translocation of the particles. Like I've been saying, I don't know, you know, I've been repeatedly saying that all the products in the last 10 years were all designed to hack the body and to incorporate nanotechnology into it, including that one. There isn't anything out there in the last 10 years that that's come out that is of any real value other than to hijack your body and to further corrupt your system. And a lot of people wind up going to the doctors after taking these products, and again, they get damaged by them. So today we're no longer looking. I mean, it's the health food industry has degenerated drastically. Most of the products today that are out there today are also now nano delivery. There's a lot of nano delivery in some of the stuff. You know, some of the products now are talking that they're on a nano scale. You know, so it's all. And again, some of that is not true either. They say it's on a nano scale, but it may not be. It's more on a micron scale. But again, it depends on how you make the measurement. You can make it sound any way you like. You know, the thing about nano silver, they're still telling you it's in a part per million. Now, if it's a nano silver, even the labeling is wrong. If it's a nano silver, then it should be on a part per billion, not million. Nano is in the billions, not the millions. That's nano silver is on colloidal silver. If it's the original stuff, that was on a micron level. So a lot of the things that we're looking at today, again, it's all about the mechanisms and the tools out there. You know, like I said, when you tell people this stuff, the fear porn right away comes into their minds. Oh, that's fear porn. That's all fear porn. Oh, you know, these are the same lunatics that don't research anything. Or at best, they do a Google research. A total Google research. You know, Google. And that's it. No digging, no anything. You know, totally, the NMM is an anti-aging supplement now in the market. What do you think of it? It's just an extraction of niacinamide. I have used it in the past. They were crying about something about it being dangerous, but I didn't see any danger to it. When you're looking at B3 is like one of the key vitamins that your body needs. And like it's in different formats. You got niacin, niacinamide, inositol, hexanisinate, you know. When we're looking at NMM, I don't see a problem with it. It's not that it's just got anti-aging properties. You got to remember, Salma, they use that as a marketing. Who doesn't want to slow down their aging, right? Well, today, I don't know if that's the case anymore. 30 years ago, it was a different ballgame. Yeah, we'll slow it down. Want to enjoy it. I want to get to 80 or 90, you know, that kind of thing. But today, well, you know, it's when you look up NMN, see, this is the thing that everybody needs to understand too. Bullshit is an abundance, you know, and people will market whatever they're going to market because A, they have no ethical, no moral, nor any godly principles whatsoever. None. Zero. My humble opinion, when they sell these products, they're there to, again, entice you to buy them. So the best thing to do is to, before you buy any product, you should research the product, right? Not just a Google search. Not just some superficial half-assed search. Because, again, you can pull anything off the internet, make you believe whatever you want to believe. You can justify anything today with the internet. That's why I have all my old data still around. You know, people today don't have it. They've never done any legwork, don't have any clue. So when you look at niacinamide, look at niacin, inositol, hexanisinate, and I'm surprised, I am really surprised today, they haven't shot down B3. That has surprised me. I'm surprised they haven't gone out and attacked it, you know. with all the things that they were doing with it, we are extracting NAD out of it, which is, again, is another key coenzyme. And then NMN, you know, so when you look at these things before you buy, do your research, do a heavy, and again, not something superficial. There are still some sites out there that are still pretty good. You know, you have to look at how they're jaded as well. In the beginning, when you're looking at stuff, everything's all about, yay, I got this, I'm happy, oh, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. But then as time goes on, you know, you begin to realize that not everything that you were told is true. And then when you start looking at the construction of some of these things, you begin to realize this has all been hijacked anyway. So this is why you never saw, this is why sometimes you never see the claims that they made be true. You got a product inside that's supposed to have X amount of XYZ amount of stuff in it, and then you got excipients that block you from absorbing them. That's why I say buy your powders, you know, buy powders, buy, you know, buy whatever you can in the purest form you can, and then make your own. That's what takes a little ingenuity. You know, that is what will take whatever it takes, right? So when we're looking at all the things that we're looking at today, the trolls will be there, the whiners will be there, the flimflam men will be there. It's more and more. Well, I tell you, it astounds me. The riff-rappers, the whiners, the trolls. Oh man, here we go. There was something here I also wrote. Let's see here. Yeah, this is what I'm going to read here. This is what I just got done saying. Today in 2024, remedies that are being perpetrated as to have some kind of solution is designed for those who don't think or believe, there's that word again, in some fairy tale, how one thing is going to be the magic pill, the miracle cure. You know, what a hoot. That all you need to do is add more nanobiotech in your body, and that's going to solve the issue. Then there's the outrageous claims of devices that are going to shield you from all of this. When you look at the people that convince you to buy these useless products, they all look ghastly. Then there's some new agey who's gone to the heavenly heights, the 1,000,000th realm, and brought down this mystical machine that's going to cure all your woes. Or the gurus of food who will proclaim that the foods are orgasmically organic and they are natural. So is arsenic and lead. Or special because they don't have pesticides, but they do have GMO pollen and pesticides from other farms. Then there's aerosoling from the air and the water and contamination from the ground collecting the chemtrails. The Oompas of them all, the heavenly or enchanted medical who tested their operating systems by inserting them to the general population is untested. You still think, for those who can, see any of this going to work? This is how Trump was able to get away with shit. After decades and decades and decades of flimflam men and women coming out, making outrageous claims about things, you know, some things worked, most things didn't. He was able to warp speed a bioweapon, you know. Interesting thing with all of this, no matter what evidence you can prove with substantiation, they will always go to the entertainers. This is something I also noticed as well. It never ceases to amaze me. What's worse, they won't even lift a finger to do any real research to see the tangibleness of what's really here. This is the other thing. This is the one thing that has always fascinated me. And this is why people make money. I thought MB would be the answer to my issues. I haven't used, thanks to your B vitamins or B1, B3, B12 are sufficient, or should one take? Well, I'll take a complex, not often. I usually take specifics for myself. Now, some people will take the whole enchilada. I think it all depends on how you live, where you live, and what you're doing for a living. You know, that's what to do, make our vitamins. Okay. Where do you buy the purest form of aspirin? Wherever you can find it. You know, wherever you can find it. You know, best place to get your pure aspirin is a pet shop. A veterinarian supplier. Best place to get it. You know, you want aspirin, that's where to go. No excipients, nothing. And buy it in powder, you know. Yeah, like I said, most of these people that you know I just mentioned don't do any research whatsoever. None. And the research they do is a commercial research. You know, doctors have one of the shortest lifespans, yet people rely on them for their health. Yeah, I know. Pure Coke. Pure Coke. It's pink Coke. Pink Coke. Not pure Coke. Yeah, that's always been true too. But you know what? The way they paint the doctors on television with the long coat and a stethoscope, and you know, it's all acting. It's all acting. And again, people are stuck on going to a doctor. It's very well done, you know. So again, you know, when we're looking at all the stuff that we're dealing with, you know, they'll only get burnt a couple of times if you actually do the research. If you actually look at what people are saying, you know, it's incredible. It's when someone is saying that something doesn't exist, you know. It was some goofball, I guess, saying that the DNA didn't exist because he didn't see it. He did not see it. Must be blind. Must be blind. You know, the Genome Project. If you want to go take a look at something, go take a look at the Genome Project. You know, I don't know. It's come to a point here. I think the fabric of reality is, you know, coming unglued. Cut with B12. Okay, now I'm not sure why you would use B12. Well, B12 is used as a brain supplement, so maybe it's to enhance their thinking. I don't know. I have no idea. Like I said, some of these drugs, I understand some of the mechanisms of some of these drugs, but I don't necessarily understand all of them. I mean, until today, I didn't know what pink coke was. I thought I did, but you know, find out it's five different chemicals. Now you got pure coke being cut with B12. Cyanocobalamin. Or methylcobalamin, or hydrocobalamin. There's about four different types. So, you know, this is the thing. You know, think about that for a minute. What you just said: migrants are selling it, and they bought it with them via the cartels. And yet, you would think that people would have more brains to go research. To look up what these chemical components can do to you. Like I said, we have so much information out there on so many different levels that if anybody would look at any drug, any medication, any vitamin, any supplement, you know, you're going to get, I would say, about 95% of it will be coming from the medical establishment that will be against these vitamins. They'll come up with every reason why you shouldn't take them. And then you have the 5% that are saying, yes, you should take these things. These things can have, you know, they have all these benefits. And again, depending on how you apply them. You know, that copper niacinamide I saw, I was so blown away with that. When I looked at that and I saw what the potential of it between the copper and the B3 in it. That's a nootropic. That's one of the cheapest and probably one of the most efficient nootropics you could use, but you could also apply it topically as well. Again, for some of the damage you may be getting from the nano extractions that you do. B7, B8, B9 for B complex, get powders. I add baking soda to the mix. Tony said it will help as all these B powers may be hard on the stomach. Yep. Well, some people can't handle them, some can, you know. Some people can't take ascorbic acid, so you have to give them baking soda too, or combine it with a buffering agent like magnesium or potassium or calcium or baking soda, something like that. Yep. So, but like I said, when you're looking at all of this, you know, and begin to understand when people are saying stuff, you know, might want to investigate what they're saying. I used to tell people all the time, don't believe me, go do your research. You know, validate or don't, or whatever. Your best formulation for pneumonia, iodine. Iodine or turpentine. Can't go wrong with either one. Hey, Fiona for health. There you go. There's another health wizard there. You know, one of these healthy people promoting health. They're all over the place. Pop up. Bing. The you know, yeah, just Juan, just put 20 drops of iodine in water, do it 3 times a day, make sure you take selenium and magnesium with it. Should knock it out pretty quick. If you don't have that, then you can take drops of turpentine, mix it with oil, say 5 or 6 drops in a teaspoon of oil, mix it up really well, and down the hatch, you know, do that a couple times a day as well. So that should knock it out. Make sure you don't eat anything that's going to be a suppressed immune system. 20 drops, iodine, 20 drops, 3 times a day. I'll type it in. Okay. No bread, just like us. Make sure you take the, yep, okay. Sherry. You know. All right, there's your formula. Okay. So when this pops off, I'm slicing the bread. F it. Okay. What pops off, Sherry? What are we talking here? Let me continue my go back to the show here. Give me a minute. Let's see here. Okay, the whole idea when people don't look at stuff, this is how impulsive buying gets done. This is how a lot of you will buy impulsively as well when you buy vitamins. You hear all this bullshit, all this rhetoric, all this crap about how they're going to make you a super duper pooper trooper. And it's going to make you live a long time, have the best erections, you're going to have the biggest boobs, the tightest ass, a six pack, you'll be able to run for 100 miles, you're going to live for 1,000 years. All these things, they prop. This is the health food business. That's how they do it. This is how they propagate it. Okay. You'll buy it impulsively. Because they are again being campaigned into a thought or idea or concept. Yeah, this is what's going on. People are being campaigned into a thought or an idea or a concept. Just watching these broadcasts, there's always a sale. Now you have trolls and the whiners. The whiners are hopelessly lost. They won't even wipe their backside without complaining, no matter what you do. No matter what you show and or display or offer for free, it's never good enough. These are always these, and there's always some excuse. But the real deal is they never support anything and always want something for free. I had that happen. So these are parasites of any society, won't even lift a finger to feed themselves. But will bitch when you do feed them. Can you put the spoon in my mouth? Can you chew my food for me? Can you hold me in my hand while I shit? Can you tuck me in? Can you, or the outrage when you ask them for help, it's hilarious. You can see why the globalists have got this far with world domination and why they feel the need to eliminate about all but 500 million. They see this. They see the earth ripe for the picking. This is why we're in the situation we're in. You remember, this is something that caught me yesterday when I was doing the show, doing the format. How many of you have watched The Avengers? Well, Juan, did you read what I wrote there? Selenium and magnesium, or what are they for exactly? What is the selenium and magnesium for? I wrote that in there. Yeah, World War III, nuclear war. Enjoy the bread while you still can. Hello. Light my joint, please. Yeah, I have my scale for making it big to be complex. Okay. So when we're looking at the have you guys looked at the Avengers with Thanos? The end game? How many of you have seen that? Okay. So when you see the end game, there's a lot of stuff there. I didn't realize it the first time. I was writing the show and it dawned on me that whole thing that they're showing there is the exact agenda that we're seeing right now. The this alien comes down to the earth and he's going to wipe out half the life in the galaxy. So he's got these super high-powered operating systems. He calling them gems. And when he snaps his finger, whatever he's thinking, the gems will carry out the program and follow through. Well, and his program was to wipe out the life of half the galaxy in order to save the galaxy. Now, isn't that the same concept that we're hearing right now? To wipe out the population so that we could save the earth. I saw that. Are you kidding me? It's like it was like clear as a bell for, like what we were really seeing, what they were really showing us. I was always trying to find the connection with that show to what's going on. And it was all about an end game. Then they kept mentioning the end game a couple in the series, like this is the end game. Okay, let me read what I wrote. This is predictive programming. He had a mission to wipe out half the life of the universe. Remember, this is fiction, but may have some relevance to what we see. With the five gemstones and his call was to save the universe because there was too many lives. And to save the planets from being wiped out, there was an agenda to kill off the populaces. We are seeing this being enacted in reality. In this scenario, we see even the event occur, but prior to this, he rips the gemstones from a QAI Cyberman. He takes the gemstones off of an AI bot, basically, or a Cyberman. So basically, the Cyberman is the tech connecting us to AI. It's all programming, and I couldn't believe it. It's like they're going to be using the AI to destroy the planet, is what I kept seeing here. To wipe out all life, because now he has the program or operating system or the data at his fingertips to exterminate life. This is what we're seeing right now. A lot of the events that we see right now today couldn't have happened 60 years ago. We didn't have the technology or the capacity back then to destroy the planet or to wipe it clean. Now we have frequencies of all kinds. They may have had them back then, but they may not have been as effective as they are today. We can feel them in our sleep. We can feel them when we're walking. We can feel them going into structures. We can feel them almost in every part of our life. And we're also being hit and exposed to a lot of different frequencies, just even from the cars that are driving around. And I kind of wonder even sometimes if those LED lights are there to hack you. Because again, with the blue light, they can manipulate your brain. But it has to get through your eyes. Because that's the interesting thing. It has to get through your eyes. And there are some powerful pickup trucks out there that have a powerful, powerful beam of blue beam light spectrums that are coming through. And so if they're bouncing off your mirrors, they're going to be hitting you in the eyes. And we really don't know at this stage, really, if they are directing programs at us through the vehicles. They all have chips in them. It's not that unfeasible today. It's not that unfeasible today. And again, I can understand why people say stuff like, you know, they don't believe something. It's hard to fathom and hard to swallow unless you've been in the tech or you've been looking at the tech or you've been exposed to it. Well, man, this blue light, heavy, dense clouds over coastal BC is mega depressing. Once I put on my orange glasses, the fatigue and depression lift almost immediately. Too much blue light out there. Yeah. Yeah. If you're driving down the road and you got a pickup truck, one of the newer ones, they get up right behind you. You got to have those yellow lenses on or those amber lenses on, because if you don't have those amber lenses on, it's irritating as hell. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. X-Men series. Have you checked out the Magneto lead helmet that he used to protect himself? I don't know if that was lead. To be honest with you, I don't think that was lead. And 6G frequency will go through lead, you know, and lead's pretty heavy. I think you'd have to have something that was a little bit more polymerized to block. Yeah, yeah, I agree. Sometimes though, hard to see with the amber lenses when it's foggy. Well, yeah, then switch to a yellow lens, like a lighter yellow one. I wear the amber ones all the time too. I don't go out without them, you know. Even in the daylight, when you're driving down the road, these things come right up on top of you. Man alive, I'm telling you, the this blue spectrum from those high beams are unreal, you know, totally unreal. So, like I said, a lot of this stuff that we're seeing today, it's what it is, you know. It's more sophisticated today than we've ever seen. You know, the back then they were worried about nuclear bombs. That was the big scare, right? Neutral self-destruction. And there's debate whether or not they had them, you know. But the thing is, we know they have frequencies, and we know they're dealing with frequency weapons, you know. Like I said, when it can, no, not Kevlar. Kevlar wouldn't do it either. No. Juan, you gotta look up 6G and see what, and look up diamagnetic. You need to understand what a diamagnetic is, because we're going to be needing something more than Kevlar or lead for what's coming. Better yet, look up diamagnetic and then look up aerogel. That'll help you out a lot. That will help you out a lot. You know, we's in a new world. We're in a new world order. A new world order. I wonder, did anybody ask for a new world order? Did anybody say, well, you know, I think we need a new world order? Did anybody ask for this? Did anybody want this? Did anybody, you know, demand this? New world order. Yes. You know, amazing, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? So like I said, you know, we have, for those of you, like I said, that are doing anything, expect the backstabbing, expect the unethical, immoral, and ungrateful bunch of bums that are around you that will, after you've helped them, try to shit on you. You know, this will happen. Expect it to happen. I had it happen to me when I was doing the shows, the radio shows. I had it happen to me when I was being interviewed. I had it happen to me when I was doing YouTube. It's part of the territory. People are saying something is coming next week. Yeah, Monday. Monday's coming next week. So is Tuesday. So is Wednesday. When it comes, we'll know. Well, look, 2025 is right around the corner, right? So they've got already the agenda to get as much of this done next year. Why do you think Trump won the selection here? Guy's ruthless. He's going to be killing more Americans. Paul Avera, when he gets in power, he's going to do the same thing. Trudeau is going to make anybody that follows him in Parliament, okay, a angel. That's what happened with Trump and Kamala. For the 4 years they were in power, they made Trump look like, and it made him look appealing. Made him look appealing. You know, now he's there and everyone thinks he's going to save. I saw a tattoo in the Discord. Jesus Christ, Jesus, they're calling Trump Jesus. Oh, man. I saw that. You know, I just wonder, my thoughts were, when I read that, I wonder what's going to happen when Jesus, the real Jesus, shows up. Is Trump going to try to make a deal? You know, is Trump going to make a deal? Let's make a deal. Lightning bolt in the fiery pit. Jesus might kick some ass. Oh, I think that's a given. The Bible says he's coming. That's what he's coming back to do. I saw a guy with a DGJT47 license plate selling it for $150,000. The license plate? What's so special about the license plate? Is it made out of gold? Wow. It's made out of gold? Oh, okay. $150,000. Wow. Donald J. Trump. Oh, really? Is that why? Oh. That's, I never caught the reference. Donald J. Trump 47. Oh, man. The whores are running the whorehouse, right? Make me some money. Oh, my God. Unreal. Oh, my. Anyway, I think I pretty much got this. Let me see. Let me double check. Anyway, there will be a bunch of formulas in this Substack as well. As per usual, there will be about 4 or 5 recipes I put in here. And also, I have in here Fiona for Health Substack, Silencing the Machines, What she's done is she's taken a super powerful electromagnetic pulse and shut down the planet, blasted the planet with this high-powered EMP. Actually, she's talking about something else, so I'm just building it up. But anyway, that's on there as well, just so you guys know. See where we're at here. Where's the time? Well, pretty close. I think I'm pretty well. I've got everything done. Let me double check. Okay, last thing, I guess. Let's see here. This is what was revealed. This is what a troll will try to mock and pervert the truth so you don't see it. Again, that's what they do. You've seen this, especially with the current events as well, when people warned of things that always showed up. So if you hear the truth, expect a troll. It's inevitable. And I mentioned Luke 8:5, sword went out to sow the seed, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. This is reality. This is what goes on. So again, you guys have any kind of reality, any kind of truth, any kind of fact references to your facts, you know, that are solid, that can stand any kind of any kind of challenge, any kind of refutation, any kind of scrutiny, and it can stand the test of time, and it can be proven, and can be used and made to be used, then that's, you got something. If you can do something, build something, make something, and it works by the intent and the design, then again, you have something. It's something solid. If you can't prove it because you haven't looked at it, you haven't researched it, you haven't referenced it, you haven't really dug deep enough to know what's really up and down, best thing to do is be quiet. Or best thing to do is say, I don't know, because you don't know. That would be the best thing to do. That would be the smart thing to do. You know, having an opinion, opinions are like assholes. Everyone's got one, and they stink. So again, have your facts. If you don't have any facts and all you can say is, I believe, God told me the other day. Maybe, and again, if God does tell you something, there'll be some sort of validation to it, some sort of verification. But if there is nothing there, then what are you listening to? Yeah, that's my next question. That would be my next question. Anyway, I think I'm pretty well. I got everything done I need to say tonight. I'm a little early. Give you guys a chance on mine. I always say at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels, read what Jesus had to say. Follow the prophecies. Pay attention. Pay attention to Jesus, nothing else. You know, don't let anybody try to manipulate you with the Bible. Don't let them try to teach you, especially if they don't know anything. So again, check it out. Alrighty. And, I forgot. Son of a gun. I always do this. Give me a second. I will have this in a minute, I think. Nope. That ain't the one. Is that the one? Nope. That ain't the one. Crap. I always do that. Get caught up in the show and I forget what I'm doing. Here we go. Let's see here. Oh, shoot. New post. All right, here we go. All right, just so you guys know. Anyway, let me know if you're not getting the invites. Some of you are coming in, autopilot, like you were saying. And so I want to know if you're getting it. All right, here we go. Okay. Alrighty. All right, so I'll see you guys in the Discord. We have a Discord. Again, the rule of thumb is come in, respect. And mutual respect and just, discuss whatever. All right. I will see you in a little bit. I got to post the show. Once I'm done, I'll be in the Discord. So we'll see till the next segment, which will be the 31st. I'll be, 8 o'clock. We'll be here. And I think I'm going to probably have a little bit of a promo. I got some of these spikes that will spike food. spike meats and stuff like that. So if you're interested, let me know. I'll talk about that maybe on the next show. All right, till the next segment, to your health. We'll see you in a couple of days. Take care.